This is reposted.
Hello, and welcome to Reposted. In the next few moments, we'll be breaking down a post that we have found to be inspiring, interesting, or otherwise entertaining. Quotes that catch our eye and we feel are worth a deeper look. Thank you for stopping by.
Andrew, so I don't necessarily know if this is the best way to start the show today, but I feel like the good listeners of the Reposted podcast maybe just peer behind the curtain for just a second. I think they think we just roll out the ball and there's a quote and then we just talk, But we're always swinging for the fences. We want big name guests to come on the show. For instance, I believe you've pitched a couple of big time people.
I have, yeah. I just swing for the fences. Some of us are more optimistic than others. I think listeners can guess who is who.
Some of the people, you know, we want Colonel Sanders to come on the show, former President George W. Bush.
Gerald Ford.
God, Gerald Ford. Oh, he's dead. So one of the people that we wanted to have come on was Ina Garten. I love, love, love Ina Garten. So today's quote sort of kills the dream that she's going to come on the show because we've been chasing her for a couple of weeks and she's basically big timed us. So I feel like we're just going to talk about her anyways.
I'd like to peek behind the curtain a little bit more. I think she still might come on the show.
Okay. Well, nevertheless, I've thrown in the towel because we're going to choose a quote today from Ina Garten. She's got a new book coming out called Modern Comfort Food. Her quote is this: food is not about impressing people. It's about making them comfortable. Now, I don't want to big time people here, Andrew, but I have spoken with Ina Garten before for an interview. And I remember asking her specifically, like, what's the most important part of a dinner party? And I was thinking she was going to say the hors d'oeuvres or the booze, but she literally said the most important part of a dinner party is the people that you have there. I was like, it took so much pressure off of me, by the way, back in the good old days when we could have dinner parties, to not concentrate on getting stuff done, but concentrate on the people that you've invited over.
Wow. I think that might contradict what her quote there says, because what I used to do when we had dinner parties, I would like to have people over and I would like to have a mix of different people and say, I like these people. I think they would like them. And I don't think that's necessarily making them comfortable. I guess in that vein, I don't think making them comfortable is the most important thing. I think it is about impressing them and making good food.
I definitely knew that was going to come up at the bingo square because we have different ideas about how to go about things. Like Danny Meyer, who's the famous restaurateur in New York, Gramercy Tavern, started the Shake Shack. His whole point is when you come to a restaurant, he actually wanted you to feel like you were in your house. Now, I know that seems sort of contrary. You go out to get away from being at your house, but it's that idea of going somewhere and feeling comfortable. So you're saying when you have people come over to your house, you've purposely thought who's going to be there and want to have good mix it up discussions.
Yes. Also, if I say dinner's at 7, I'm ready at 6:59. And that way people don't have to show up and awkwardly sit in another room or wait for me to finish cooking. I would say 10 times out of 10, when I go to a dinner party at someone else's house, I show up and they're like, oh, you're here. Let's start cooking. And I am not comfortable in that situation.
Okay, so now I feel like you're agreeing with Ina, because I think part of that thing is making feel comfortable. You're right, when you go somewhere and someone's like steaming vegetables and making drinks and running around all crazy. And yeah, you're sitting in the living room with someone you don't know. Well, that's not comfortable.
Well, another wrench in that situation, to the wrench, is you go to Gary Danko once a year, and I'm assuming you get dressed up for it. It's a dark environment. For international listeners, Gary Danko is generally the top-rated restaurant in San Francisco. Do you feel comfortable in a monkey suit getting served by a waiter staff of 10 dedicated to your table?
You know, obviously that's not my wheelhouse. That's not right. I mean, in general, I don't do well in fancy restaurants because that's just not my thing. But when you get to do it once a year, I think I let all that go and go like, it's kind of fun to get treated every once in a while. So every once in a while, it's fun, but that's not like my normal bag of tricks.
So you cook for people, you have people come over. What's your number one thing that you focus on? Is it the food? Is it the drinks? Is it the people?
I think there was a pre-Ina conversation and a post. I used to definitely worry about what I was cooking, want to make sure it was right. I thought about it for a couple of weeks. And post that, I was like, you know what? It really is about spending time with these people that I have over, and I want them to feel comfortable and have a good time. And by the way, I feel like the best times for me hosting dinner parties is like when a dance party breaks out at the end, because everybody's just kind of having so much fun. That's really like, I don't want to say that I serve soup when people come over to make it that easy, but I definitely want a meal. I agree with you. That's almost done-ish. And that's hard to do before people come over so that you can just enjoy it.
Small culinary note. Soup is not an easy thing to prepare. Maybe canned soup is. One thing that I've noticed that is hard to do, I don't think I do this. I don't think you do this, but I have friends that pre-apologize for whatever they're going to serve you.
Yeah.
And
yes,
don't do that. It, yeah, like no matter what, you're setting yourself up for failure. Like it's going to be good. And if it's not good, that's fine.
I literally was going to make that point. The other thing too is I love when I go to someone's house and it's going to involve you and they kind of make you something special, right? Something you've never had before. You invited my family over really early on. Actually, it was just me and my wife in our relationship, Andrew, and you made etouffee. I'd never had etouffee before. And asking you about it, it's an evolved process and it's something that goes back in your family. And you kind of serving that special meal for us made it special to be there because it was something you were proud of, something that took a long time for you to make. And it kind of made me feel more connected to you. And I really enjoyed the process more.
Oh, thank you. That was that's a fun thing to make. It's not something you do very often, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. I have one other note that's kind of a negative, but kind of funny. I had someone invite me over to dinner once, invite a group of people over dinner, said, I'm going to make this stew. We all showed up and brought stuff. And at the end of the meal, the host said, all right, that's going to be $20 each for the materials. And this was probably 2009. It's 2020 right now. I'm still upset about that. I paid it, but it wasn't very good. And it was $20.
What if you don't have cash? Like, what happens if you don't have any money? They don't take Venmo back then.
No, there was no Venmo back then. I think she might have sent some people to the ATM, but
you know, I really can't top that story except for the Bible. I don't know. I think it's in like it's in like Colossians, blah 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 blah, Ephesians, blah blah blah. I feel like Jesus goes to some ladies' houses, and one of the ladies, one of the sisters, is like running around cooking, cleaning, blah blah blah, and the other one's like hanging out with Jesus, and Jesus like literally rebukes the lady that's running around and doing a bunch of stuff. And says to the person like, hey, I came to this person's house and they just enjoyed me. And I feel like that's what a dinner party is. I think we both agree on that. Just not getting rid of the busy stuff and somewhat enjoying the people that are there.
Yeah, because you always look back and you think about the fun time you had. You don't think about the salmon that was baked and marinated perfectly.
Well, absolutely.
If you like to eat flank steak, please reach out. You can find us at Reposted Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I'm Andrew Keller for Rachel Ray saying thank you for stopping by.